always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen will find attacking Red Sea shipping a little more difficult. The U.S., Britain, and several allies joined in launching fighter jet and cruise missile attacks on more than 60 targets at 16 locations across that country. Former Deputy Defense Secretary Mick Mulroy is an ABC News contributor.
The United States formed a coalition around 20 countries called Prosperity Guardian to do just this. But when it came down to it, it was the U.S. and U.K. that used our substantial naval power to essentially degrade the Houthis' abilities to continue these operations. There's undoubtedly they will, but at least this will make it more difficult.
A New York judge is now weighing how much Donald Trump will have to pay. Closing arguments wrapped up Thursday at his business fraud trial. Maryland's elections board has lost Republican member Carlos Ayala. He resigned following his arrest by the FBI on charges of taking part in the insurrection in 2021. This is ABC News. The case will take years, maybe even decades, to adjudicate, but the International Court of Justice has taken up South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide over its war in Gaza. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We believe these allegations, this case, is unfounded and that there's no basis for accusations of genocide against Israel. That's not a word that ought to be thrown around lightly. And we certainly don't believe that it applies here.
President Biden met privately with the sister of Paul Whelan, imprisoned in Russia the last 5 years.
The White House tells me President Biden thought it was important to meet with Paul Whelan's sister Elizabeth and have a conversation at the White House Wednesday. But Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre could not say if there's any progress on a deal with Russia to secure Whelan's release.
This is something that the president takes really seriously.
Jean-Pierre did not have an update on any new U.S. offers to Russia to bring home Whelan or Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich.
ABC's Karen Travers. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jody Emerson is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel with a message for human trafficking victims.
The crime that you were a victim of does not define your life. It is one short chapter in the story that is you. And I think it is our job to make sure that we have the tools available to get them to a better and whole life.
It's not clear if any of the proposals will pass soon, since the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. More people in Wisconsin are enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid than ever before, more than 250,000 as of December 23rd. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The previous record was reached in 2017. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers heading to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 in the first round of the playoffs. Oddsmakers have the Cowboys as 7.5-point favorites. Green Bay could be without their two most experienced receivers. Romeo Doubs would not comment on the chest injury that sent him to the hospital after the Bears game. Christian Watson, not sure yet about his hamstring.
I'm doing everything I possibly can to be able to go on Sunday.
Men's college basketball, Marquette guard Sean Jones suffering a torn ACL in the team's loss loss at home to Butler. Jones out for the rest of the season. NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Celtics 135-102. Adrian Griffin on how to deal with a slump.
You can't panic. You can't make excuses. You can't blame. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. And we did that, and we went to the drawing board, and we say, okay, here are some areas we need to get better. This team has great character, great spirit, great leadership.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies in the overnight, lows near the 10-degree mark. Snow begins to develop on Friday, and when the system is all said and done, we see the possibility of 4 to 8 inches of accumulation across the area. We'll also see some blowing snow because of the strong winds. Right now, it's 4.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, Escape from Iowa. Happier. I'm going to say mission accomplished, Em. I left Iowa
well
successfully.
Done.
I didn't end up as one of the 69 remaining cars, trucks, and tow trucks still in the freaking snow. I mean, there are so many cars in Iowa. They got hammered by the first blizzard. 2 days later, still like 70 cars over 200 miles stuck in the ditch. Some dangerously so.
And it's not getting any better for Iowa as we ponder going to Dubuque, Crudy, on Monday, a high of -3 and a low of -13 predicted.
Whew. That is an accurate figure, Jeff. There were precisely 69 cars in the ditch. I kid you not. Or I stopped paying attention, or the other. But I think that's an accurate tally.
Well, at least, you can say at least 69, right? I mean, if you were paying attention, if you zoned out a few, well, you might have missed a few, probably more.
I don't think there were more. I think there were precisely 69 cars in the ditch.
You got every single one?
Every
200
one.
Miles?
Yes.
You never zoned?
What
I doubt
else
it.
What else I got going on, man? You see a semi next to the... Oh, yeah, there's one. What was that? One.
Come on, man.
Next
I know
you're
driving a
two.
Stick shift, holding the mattress on top of the car, smoking a cigarette, chugging a beer. I know how you drive, man.
Well, similar to that, only without the mattress. That was in the back. I had the Jeep. 844-967-2789. You can always be a part. But I went to Des Moines, Iowa. I was at the Olmsted Center, the media file room, second floor, right across from the spin room, Dom, and as I've confessed earlier on the show, I did not make it to the spin room last night. I did not make Ron DeSantis cry. I apologize to the entire audience. I didn't do my part.
I'm feeling a little let down, Curdy. I kind of feel like you owe me one.
Well, so did the bartender last night, so I was working with Melissa and making sure, you know, because I was the primary drinker on third base. I had to make sure someone was tipping her, right?
Right.
She was a little disappointed. The post-debate party that you would expect at the Marriott downtown lobby bar was not to be, didn't come to full fruition.
Was it as depressing as walking out of Cleveland after that very dark Trump speech?
It was worse.
At the RNC. It was worse.
It was worse.
Can it be worse?
It was worse in this regard. At the RNC, Trump was the nominee. And all the attendees, they just walked out. They sort of were filled with gloom, but they walked out. No smiles. As you pointed out to me, it was the most insightful thing you've ever observed. Hey, Crudy, look around. Anybody smiling? And there Nobody was not smiling. Anyone smiling in Cleveland. No. After Trump accepted the nomination. And we were in the room. We were, you know, at like balloon level. When they dropped the balloons, we were looking down at the balloons.
We were up high.
We were quite high. A little nosebleedish. And I think we broadcast at least on stream that night, Dom. But when we left, nobody was partying. No one was boogieing in the park.
No.
Here was the problem last night, from my point of view. First and foremost, you were not there. But, you know, I can work with that. Secondly, Trump was not there. Trump was in Des Moines. Hell, I saw Trump's motorcade last night. He came flying by the Marriott about 9:30, 10 o'clock last night. The other guys were still debating, but Trump's town hall, he was done. And the most troubling part, other than the fact, you know, I picked the wrong event to attend, Trump looked pretty good. And that's a relative thing. That's qualified yes, pretty good.
Yeah, you need to maybe dive into that a little bit. What do you mean? Because I watched as well, and I did not come away with the same thing you did.
I started with the debate, and then I flipped to the Trump town hall, and then back and forth, and then I quit flipping. I just rested on the Trump town hall, and I thought that Donald Trump was given basically no pushback. Not that they were fact-checking anyone. Nate said to me, you know, his big observation of the CNN debate with Haley and DeSantis, no fact-checking. There was no fact-checking. And by the way, you said, say hi to Caitlin Collins from CNN. We met her right down the road at the Orpheum here many years ago at a Bernie rally, I believe. Well, CNN didn't even send their best people. Dom. She was in D.C. last night. She was hanging out with Anderson Cooper in the post-debate. They got Capitol Hill in the background. She wasn't in Des Moines. And nobody that was at the debate was actually watching the debate because they were watching the Trump town hall, at least for the first hour. Trump did a Fox News thing that clearly dominated. You know, I've got a headline here from Iowa. You know,
I got some numbers. Reuters reporting the
92
CNN.
People watched the CNN debate. 69 of them stuck in the ditch.
2.5 million people watched the DeSantis-Haley debate. 4.3 million watched the Fox-Trump town hall.
Nearly twice as many. So, I screwed up.
Picked the wrong one.
Well, you know, it wasn't like Fox News was going to let me in their little town hall event, but I can
tell you. Come on, man. You used to be a fairly regular guy on Fox News.
I used to be. Now I've offended apparently both the Trump campaign and Fox News. The headline below the crease on the Gazette, Eastern Iowa's independent employee-owned newspaper, Dom, picked it up in Cedar Rapids today. Iowans at GOP presidential debate. We're still deciding. What's to decide? It ain't Ron DeSantis, so Nikki Haley or go embrace Trump. And meanwhile, Trump supporters turn out at his Fox News town hall across town in Des Moines. And I got to think most of the political world paid more attention to Trump. And let's just say you're in Iowa and you're not a political junkie. You don't listen to the devil's advocates. You're our friend Tanya. And you're just tuning in for the first time during this elective cycle. And you got this debate. And you got this town hall. And I can tell you, if I was an uninformed voter seeing Donald Trump for the very first time last night, he struck me as electable relative to what I've been seeing for the last couple of years, a bored, a dispassionate candidate, a guy who really doesn't give a tinker's damn about anything other than keeping his ass out of prison and seeking his, you know, his revenge and talking about transgressions against him in the 2020 cycle, right? And I thought he came off as electable. I was texting you in real time. I'm like, damn, Trump looks relative to Trump. Trump looks good.
Looks like he was partying at Miami Vice, man. The sniffling, the snorting, the nonstop talking.
He's got allergies.
The fact that you know, I guess I'm not surprised that the Fox News host didn't push back. I mean, I get that. They're trying to make up for their breakup from, you know, calling Arizona for Biden. Okay, there's that. But the dude was bouncing off the walls, man. And it's sniffing it was my impression. I don't know what I specifically replied back to, but the dude's on something. So that aside, if you ever, you know, ever met a guy doing a couple of lines talking jawboning, that's what this guy sounded like to me. So then I wonder, well, okay, Crudy, if you see that, and I get it, and you guys talk.
Hey, maybe you keep different company than the average Iowa caucuser.
Perhaps. Well, maybe they should recognize, drug use when you see it. Because to me, he felt like he was on something. But anyway, I'm not judging. I'm just observing. That said, simply because the guy strings along five or six different points when it comes back to circle about the original topic, and the whole response is full of lies and spin and innuendo. I mean, any sort of fact check would show you that this guy is a talented con man, but he's full of it.
And a sucker is born every day, man. Lie to me. The vast majority of the American people are not sitting there trying to Google him and fact check him in real time. Here are a couple of the statements made by Trump last night to the Brett Baer and the Martha McCallum.
Yeah.
Best border in the history of our country. Great job on COVID. I don't get enough credit. He did say that. COVID took a little course change. Had to do a little course change because of the COVID. And, you know, he also said that Fannie Willis has blown up. The whole investigation has blown up. And it's cost at least $1 million to her boyfriend. Now, this is the latest. I see these same themes being picked up by right-wing talk radio in Iowa today. Oh, the Fannie Willis, the Georgia. I mean, fruit of the poison tree. If Fannie Willis is dating a subordinate and paying them and they're going on vacations together, then this whole investigation, how can you trust it? It's got to be thrown out.
Well, because of course it doesn't take away from the two grand juries that determined that this was actually a crime and should be prosecuted.
Ron's leaving the race after Iowa. That part could be true. Trump pointed out he's leading Michigan by 11. Over Joe Biden. And I bet there's polling that would probably demonstrate that, Dom. And he blames it on the EV cars. It's going to roll back those EV cars. No more EV cars, Dom.
Yeah, he also talked about...
it's going to make American cars great again.
Abortion rights people wanting to kill the baby after birth, right? This is also, again, not pushback. He also said, oh, I did all these tariffs and China paid, you know, billions of dollars in tariffs. No, man. The consumers, the American people, the people buying the stuff, we're the ones that pay the tariffs, dude. I mean, so while he may have been nonstop talking and coming back around and articulate-ish between the sniffs and the snorts, if you look at the content of what he was delivering, it was pure BS.
How would I have known that from watching? If I'm a low propensity voter, someone who doesn't pay attention to all the headlines. I mean, hell, he's telling me, hey, I don't get enough credit for COVID. You know, I did great things. The border, this, that, and Fannie Willis, her whole investigation.
Maybe put a little bleach in us or get some sunlight on the inside.
You know what? He wasn't saying that last night.
Yeah, but
I know the crazy stuff he has said.
The history, man.
Yeah, but
that's the context. So because he didn't repeat it, doesn't make what he said yesterday any more true.
No, but the caucus is on Monday, and some people are just starting to pay attention, dude. Just now, today, right this minute. And they think, man, that Trump, he looks pretty good.
Come back. Oh, my God. More does.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, CarMex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product?
It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for CarMax? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created CarMax in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for CarMax when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can be a part. We've got some callers holding. Join them. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, here's what I would say. Trump didn't fool you the first time. Not in 2016, not in 2020, and you're not going to vote for him in 2024. That part I get. But do you know that younger voters are starting to break for Trump? Younger voters that didn't know Trump in 2016, don't know all the historical crazy ranty stuff and all the bad stuff that you and I would seemingly hold against him. They don't know his record, not in the same way we would. So when you get to go out there unchallenged by Brett Baer, Martha McCallum on Fox News, the largest platform, Trump already tweeting out, we crushed the CNN shuffle with DeSantis and Haley, because he did. At some times last night, they had cumulative viewership of up to 5.9 million people at the same time watching the Trump town hall. Didn't have anywhere close to that watching DeSantis and Haley, the possible alternative. So you can say, well, Trump's still the same crazy bastard he was. Yeah, but he won once. He won once, right?
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
So let's not underestimate his ability to be a huckster, to be a grifter,
but to lie to the American people with the proper affect. I acknowledge it. He's a great con man. He's a great fraud, but he's also a proven fraud and a proven con man. And if you look at the content of the words that are coming out of his mouth, man, if you look beyond the headlines, and come on, I can't speak to the ignorance or lack of effort or whatever of the younger voters. You know, we're going to have to deal with that. That's some of our job. While I'll grant to you the delivery and the nonstop talking to Donald Trump surely feel like he was on his game. Sure, especially when you compare it to what the CNN going back to with Haley and DeSantis. Okay, I get that. But there has to be responsibility of those other voters. Do you just accept what you hear? Does that seem plausible and logical? Can you verify what the man is saying? And certainly it is up to the media, Fox News, fail. But you and I, absolutely. I'll give them the delivery. But the content was straight up BS, authoritarian, fascist, same stuff, man.
No, he said not a dictator. In fact, he softened his position quite a bit.
So he said that. So, I'll be a dictator. No, I'm not a dictator. I mean, so what?
He slowed down and explained himself on that topic. And his take was, well, the only two issues I really care about are the border and drill, baby, drill. So what I really said is I'm not going to be a dictator. These are just the two priorities I'll take. And, you know, when he says it and he backs it up or it backs it off, you know what I mean? When he walks it back.
Yeah.
It seems a lot less crazy.
Does it? I mean, in the context of the fact that he actually called for a mob to come to January 6th, it will be wild. And his lack of action, knowing that this is 3 years ago, man. This is still fresh in my mind. In that context, in the overall context of what Donald Trump has done, what Donald Trump is, what the mega GOP has become, come on, man. He is consistently authoritarianist and fascist.
And they're trying
because he says, I wouldn't be a dictator now, doesn't. So were you lying then or you're lying now?
Probably lying now. I would guess he's lying now. The question is he lying successfully? Because he's got a history of lying to the people, right? And some of us have known this the whole time.
Of course he lies successfully. He's one of the best liars there is. The question
and yet
is,
he's up by Joe.
He always lies. He always lies, right? We get that. The question
but he's up
is
11 on Joe Biden,
the question
dude.
Is whether or not the population believes
they
the
are believing
whether or
him.
Not the media pushes back.
If you look at the Rust Belt states, if you look at the swing states that matter on the electoral map, because it's not a popularity contest. It's not about 81 million votes.
He literally
votes.
Said it was a popularity contest when referring to Ron DeSantis yesterday.
It's an electoral college contest. That's ultimately how people win. And if Donald Trump is up 11 points on Joe Biden, and Donald Trump can go on a Fox News town hall, and I would love to see Joe Biden go on a Fox News town hall and sit there and answer questions for an hour straight. But his campaign is not going to put him in that environment. He's not going to do a Newsom-style debate.
Well, a Fox News town hall, man. You know, Fox News.
Okay, do it
Fox
on
News
MSNBC.
Has been found similarly liable CNN. For lying for what? I mean, come on, $800 million they got to pay.
Do a
they
freaking still got
Smartmatic, man. You're talking about a media company that has been convicted of lying to their audience.
Okay,
and you may think that oh, no
Pick
big deal.
Pick your favorite
but maybe
media
there's a
company.
Reason why. But why Biden would not go on there? He would not get that kind of treatment. Is it your submission then, Crudy, that Joe Biden couldn't handle the questions?
To a certain degree, yes.
Come on.
I am saying Joe Biden, for an hour straight answering questions, would be talking about popcorn and going to the pool and his days in Scranton. And come on, man, I'll take him out behind the woodshed.
Really? Because he just gave pretty much the best speech of his life referring to January 6th. And
right
the
off
Trumps
a teleprompter,
a
dude. Right off the teleprompter. And then his wife let him off the stage. And I'm not here to crap on Joe Biden per se, but stop telling me that this isn't a beauty contest, that people don't vote from their gut. No one's going through the nuance of the Trump policy that's sitting there watching his town hall last night. Either you know he's lying or you never will. So the question is, if you're there and you're judging these two men, and one guy gets up there and lies like a big dog, and he's good
at
it.
But he's a good liar, but he's really good at it.
But you're not able to discern the lies from the truth, Dom. You know, because some would say everything that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth is a lie, right? That's what the other side would say about our candidate. But I would say from the effectiveness of his ability to go up there and take these softballs and hit him out of the park, I think he crushed it. And I am less convinced that Joe Biden would be able to match him. Not in this sort of context, even on MSNBC and a friendly media source.
I absolutely disagree with that, but I guess we'll never know. We'll have to wait for the next town hall.
Why won't
Joe Biden
do long-form conversations, interviews, town halls? Why don't they have him do this? If he is so capable of matching this sort of effort, then show me. Because that's what I want to see from this president. I want fireside chats. I want long-form conversations. I want long-form interviews. I don't want sound bites that get ignored on Fox News. I want long form interviews, dude.
Yeah.
And if the guy's not up for a long form conversation, he's not up for the presidency.
All right. Fair enough. Maybe he's not up for the presidency. Maybe he's just a crazy old man getting led around by his wife. And I've said it a million times. If he's weakened at Bernie's, I'm voting for the guy. Does that change your mind at all, Crudy?
No.
All right. So what are you even talking about? If you believe this is
because your mind's already made up
for the love of
democracy 8 years
tour.
Ago.
If this is for the love of democracy tour, Crudy, it doesn't sound like you love democracy. If you're going to vote or give a guy like Donald Trump a pass because he's a really good at lying to people and say that the guy you would vote for who would actually defend democracy, certainly more than the guy that just ran a riot on the Capitol. Come on, man. It's a no-brainer. Weekend at Bernie's for Joe all day long, man. And we need to convince other people of the same thing.
Well, it would help with stronger performances from our preferred candidate. But I think Donald Trump did a great job relative to what he was trying to accomplish on the Fox News town hall last night. And I think if he was disciplined, even if it's disciplined and lying through his teeth, but if he takes that sort of discipline through this campaign, that is an electable candidate. That's the guy that got elected in 2016. And there is appetite for this guy. Maybe not from you, maybe not from me, but CJ's loving it. You know what I mean? And a lot of guys like CJ, they love this Trump. So come back with us. We'll let you in right about now. Lots of people want to respond. Joe, I need more. I need more. And less Trump. But anyways, more of you on the phones. 844-96-PARTY.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen will find attacking Red Sea shipping a little more difficult. The U.S., Britain, and several allies joined in launching fighter jet and cruise missile attacks on more than 60 targets at 16 locations across that country. Former Deputy Defense Secretary Mick Mulroy is an ABC News contributor.
The United States formed a coalition around 20 countries called Prosperity Guardian to do just this. But when it came down to it, it was the U.S. and U.K. that used our substantial naval power to essentially degrade the Houthis' abilities to continue these operations. There's undoubtedly they will, but at least this will make it more difficult.
A New York judge is now weighing how much Donald Trump will have to pay. Closing arguments wrapped up Thursday at his business fraud trial. Maryland's elections board has lost Republican member Carlos Ayala. He resigned following his arrest by the FBI on charges of taking part in the insurrection in 2021. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue says a plan to create state-run dispensaries for medical marijuana is a non-starter. Assembly Republicans included the dispensaries in their medical marijuana bill released Monday. Lemahue says it goes against his goal of shrinking state government. He says that he still sees good things in the bill and that a compromise can still be reached. A new report shows that 25 S&P 500 firms with the highest paid CEOs perform worse than average. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate.
We look at a period of history when America was a leader in creating solid middle class jobs, but also industry growth. Companies plowed back any excess money into the company.
Shareholders can vote against CEO pay packages, and some companies have changed their practices. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies in the overnight, lows near the 10-degree mark. Snow begins to develop on Friday, and when the system is all said and done, we see the possibility of 4 to 8 inches of accumulation across the area. We'll also see some blowing snow because of the strong winds. It's 3 at our studios.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the glass.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Escape from Iowa Thursday edition, a happy hour. The only point, we're going to the phones. I swear we're going to the phones. Yeah, 847-2789. You got the only riled up, Dom. The only point I would make is don't underestimate Donald Trump. And you might not be the target voter for this guy just because he hasn't convinced you. Doesn't mean that last night was not a convincing performance.
What was to your, in your mind, and because he didn't convince you, so I'm assuming you're thinking through the eyes of, well, the mega voters are already there. So I'm assuming, but who are you talking about? Who was he convincing to? Not you, not me.
Low propensity, low information.
Based on what? What do you say? His delivery? Because the content was terrible. Well, unless you disagree with me on that.
I would say the content favored his point of view and the delivery was stronger. Well, of course, because nobody told the world, oh, he's lying to you. He's lying through his teeth right there. He's lying again. Nobody did that, right?
So not the content, the delivery.
Well, I would say the content, the opportunity to tell his side of the story uncontested is the greatest sort of venue you can possibly have. 5.9 million people watching him tell his version of the truth. And when he tells it, he's a pretty cool guy. So I was concerned in watching that because it's easy to dismiss the guy. We see all the crazy crap he does, right? Oh, man, no one's ever going to fall for that again. But the razor-thin margins, dude, and Joe Biden, and I'm not here to crap on Joe Biden. This is the other part of the point. I'm not saying that Joe Biden is incapable, but his campaign team does not put him in these circumstances where he can communicate longer cogent thoughts, where he just free associations, long form interviews. He has not been doing them. So I was very impressed with the January 6th speech given by Joe Biden. But I also heard the righties crap all over the fact that Joe Biden had to lead him from the stage that day. It's just optics, man. It's part of the elective cycle. Some guy falls on a stage. That's part of the elective cycle. That's part of the optics. Is your guy vibrant or is he not? And I'm telling you, Trump, Ritalin filled, horse tranquilized. I don't allegedly care how they knows ran his knows ass out there. Bobby Bethard was probably his trainer, Dom. But he ran the race last night and he looked like the winner of the 2016 election, not the loser that I have seen so often in the last couple of years. 844-967-2789. You're all winners when you call the Devil's Advocates. Yeah. Now I'll let you choose. So many to choose from.
I mean, this is, come on. Let's get to it. Thank you for being patient callers. Joanne from Madison, Wisconsin, you will be first. Welcome. What are your thoughts today?
Hey, Joanne.
Yes, if you'd like to fall in love with Joe Biden all over again, in a long-form interview, there's one that's out there. Conan O'Brien had about an hour and a half interview that's widely available. You can find it online. It's been on Sirius XM and all that. And what it does is show the real Joe Biden, who's cogent, who's warm, who's intellectual, who's reflective. And that, I believe, and I agree with what you've both have been presenting, that's what the staff is keeping, the White House staff is keeping us from seeing. I'm sure that if Biden would be given the type of venue that Crudy's been describing, that he'd do wonderfully. So thanks again for letting me give a little bit of recommendation. It was produced December 20th.
So that's recent stuff, Joanne. Thank you for bringing it.
Very recent.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention. I would prefer if it was, let's say, with Brian Williams or one of the news anchors, let's say, not Conan O'Brien, a comedian, but anything that humanizes the man. I mean, Brett Baer might as well be a comedian. He didn't push back. There was no journalism going on.
Who has more legitimacy, Fox News or Conan O'Brien? Again, Smartmatic sued him for $2 billion. They lied. They were part of the problem with this whole big lie. They put forth false information that caused them to be liable for it.
Crush all their competitors in ratings.
Yes, they do it well. Apparently, that's a skill that you appreciate. 844-967-2789. Cam from Nina, you're up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Cam.
I have a short story for Dom that I think helped probably drive home the point that Crudy is making. Dom, when I used to be pretty wealthy. I used to be like a millionaire, right? And I lost all that money after a cartel came over and took over my business. Then when I was growing up, I was reminded of my uncle from Louisiana. His name was Bill. Bill was a racist. Bill's Louisiana accent to someone from the Midwest was hilarious to me as a child, and the relevance is here in a second. Bill was incredibly racist, and he ended up dying, and that's when I found out, no, you remember him wrong, he was racist. Okay, cool, fine. What happened to Bill's stuff when he died? His ashes were in a box, and I guess my family dropped it off at Goodwill by accident. Now, the first part of that, where I was a millionaire and a cartel took my money, that's all a lie. But the other half is true. Nobody does fact-checking. People will remember everything wrong. I know people that have invested money into the clearest, dumbest lies ever, and they will still stamp their feet into the ground and lock in place and will never change their mind. So if someone can sell you something, it's just, yeah.
No, a great point, Cam. I totally get it, and I got to be honest, man. I didn't believe that you were a millionaire that got robbed by the cartels. But to your point, mixing a little lie with some perhaps truth, and it comes off as sellable. I acknowledge Donald Trump is a quality con man. I acknowledge that, and I will acknowledge that perhaps with some pharmaceutical help, he was talking his ass off last night. But the presentation and the attitude and the venue, those things don't change the words that he says and the facts as we know them, period. So while, you know, we can't get blinded by the light, and if we need to reach out and articulate for the younger folks that, hey, this guy is a POS, and here, let me tell you why, let me list the reasons why, I think there's going to be a lot of comedians and late-night show hosts that are going to be all over this over between now and the weekend. But thanks for the call, Cam. Appreciate your point.
844-967-2789. Jim from Wales. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hello.
Kurt, I 100% agree with you.
Why?
Thanks for the call, Jim.
what I get right to your opinion, Jim. What do you agree with me? Not that everything I say is not superlative, but today, what do you agree with, sir?
Yeah, what do you think, man?
If they can't have a one-on-one debate, it's a huge issue. That's the way you work things out. You have a debate. You hear both sides of the story. You guys have a conversation. You hear both sides of the story. But if somebody can't, you know, you've got two people and one can come out there and talk, is very articulate, and the other one trips off stage, has to be carried, has to be led off the stage, which way to go, that's what the late night talk shows and everybody jumps on about going, look, which person do you want to run your country? Somebody that needs to be, you know, his wife leaves him off stage, or that's very articulate.
But there's, and I get that's a great point. I mean, just look at, like, you know, the politics over the years, right? Nixon, Kennedy, et cetera. But I mean, yep. Don't you think what's more important is, you know, someone who would defend the Constitution versus one that would wipe his ass with it? You know what I mean? It's more than just about one particular thing. It's about the totality of the circumstance and the person and the timing and the environment and where we're at right now, Jim.
But, Jim, most people pick by who you'd rather have a beer with, don't they?
Sometimes. Also take a look at the amount of people coming to this country. Some of the younger kids are very concerned about that, where, you know, you see the postings online on their on Snapchats, on Facebook, about going, you know, I think it's, you know, you know, foreign countries that are possibly putting this up by going, hey, there's 3 million additional people that are going to be fighting for your job when you get out of college or you get out of high school. There's going to be less jobs available.
They'll steal your jobs. Yeah, I mean, that's an argument they've been making for a long time. And if you believe Tucker, exactly. You know, they're going to dilute your value as a white voter. It's the great replacement theory.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Listen, a lot of the immigrant labor, the migrant labor are doing jobs that Americans don't want. Look at the dairy industry.
Are you calling Americans lazy?
I'm just saying, look at the dairy industry as a prime example here in the state of Wisconsin. If we're not for the migrant labor, we would not be the dairy state. That's a fact.
Well, if you say it like that, when you strongly assert it.
Well, I know, and no one's going to push back on me because I said it with conviction. And when you say something with conviction, it must be true, like Donald Trump last night.
844-967-2789.
You win that one. Let's keep going on the lines. We appreciate your patience. Annie from Watertown, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
You know, we are always complaining about the superficiality of the politics and our values, this and that, and Curtis valuing that exact standard. You know, Fox has the ratings, you know, who watches Conan O'Brien? You sound just like Trump then, you know, you're using that thing.
But those are actually analytics of the number of people that watched the event last night. When you talk about exposing the electorate to your messages, the number of people that watched is a relevant metric. Annie, work with me. I'm in the ratings business.
It is measurable.
Exactly.
The question is,
exactly.
Is what's the value of it? I mean, two of us, and I watched it last night. You know, am I pro Trump? I mean, it doesn't mean everybody's pro Trump. So what's your take, Annie?
I'm more talking about how Curdy was criticizing Biden. That, you know, okay. you're putting all these values, complaining about how he isn't as sharp as he is. I mean, I'm amazed at how sharp he is because he is. Just because his delivery isn't, you know, Emmy nominated, or you know, it
doesn't
it's
make
amazing.
Him a bad human being, Annie. I'm not diminishing
no,
the
I'm
character
not talking
of
about
Joe.
Human being,
but as
not
a communicator,
being,
as
president, leader. He's a great leader in what he says. Why are we expecting him to be, you know, John F. Kennedy perfect?
Well, the guy he used to work for was pretty damn good, Annie. You know that Barack
yeah,
Obama guy.
He wasn't. But Obama, if Joe Biden would have been president, things would have been a lot better instead of Obama. I mean, Obama's inexperience really showed. It really had bad results because he just was inexperienced. He doesn't have the stuff that Biden does, which is enabling Biden to really get stuff done.
Annie, appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. CJ, what do you think of the Trump town hall and the debate last night, the GOP alternative primary debate that I was sitting at in Des Moines, Iowa?
I thought Brett and Martha did a fabulous job. They're number one for a reason. And you've been on there, right, Cootie? You used to go on and you'd go on and debate issues. You were
and then I fact checked them one time too many, and I'll never be invited back on the Fox News.
I saw that too. But hey, this is CJ, the devil's advocate, world truth detector is what my kids call me, the correspondent. Because you guys, here's a couple of things. 130 attacks on our U.S. soldiers since October. Iran just seized a oil tanker headed for the U.S. Secretary Lloyd Austin and Commander Cut and Run and VP Do Nothing Harris.
Buddy, I gave you.
You say the same thing all the time. Man.
I want to hear about the performance of Trump.
Lloyd Austin?
Right. Performance of Trump versus the debate. What was your takeaway? Real quick, 30 seconds.
The oil tanker just happened today.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. Saw the headline. We didn't get to it because right now we're talking about Donald Trump and his performance last night. And you may say Fox News host did a great job. They sat on their ass. I thought it was terrible. Their transitions to commercial were awful. It was awkward. It was weird. They did not do a good job. I talk for a living, man. I know what's happening. That was a terrible job.
Yeah, but Brett Baer's a husky fella, and he kind of made Trump look less husky by comparison.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is our last segment of the day. Time flies when you are having fun, but you can join us on the lines 844-967-2789 and stick around. The Maggie Dawn show is coming up next. Let's get to them. LA Tom, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, go pack, go this weekend. Dick Dallas's ass.
Do you hear it's going to be 17 degrees down in Dallas? I like that weather report, LA Tom. That's Packer weather.
That's good. Yeah.
Aren't they in a dome?
Trudy, I don't know if you have been covering Donald Trump too much or the obsession is taking over your brain. Or what the hell, but we have a
I'll beat your ass,
law.
LA Tom, but please continue.
I know. We have a rule of law in this country. This guy that's running for office is someone who has broken the law. He is someone that shows us if we have no government at all, we're just going to end up in a place like
But
Gaza.
That's not the debate, Tom.
I mean,
that was
yeah,
not
but the debate, but that is the problem. The debate should be about policy instead of all this crap where it's like they ask, this is how the Republican debate goes. What do you think about the border? Oh, well, okay. What about, they ask a question about, what do you think about Social Security? What do you think about Medicare? What do you think about child care? What do you think? No, we hold those questions for the Democrats. So what the hell? Are we asking questions to both sides of the aisle, the same types of questions, or are we just asking the questions that are going to make it so they look more favorable on effing TV? I mean, this is so ridiculous. When I hear Donald Trump or I see Donald Trump, the TV and the radio are going off because I am so sick of this guy, I could puke. And I hope that all the other people out there are so sick of him and his little Barker sideshow that he does. And you know what? And we are safer and more secure with Joe Biden. I would love it if once a day, Crudy, we had a 5-minute story about what it is that Joe Biden has actually accomplished as president of the United States, rather than hearing about the stupid Trump every day about what the F he just did to get a new rating point on some TV show. I would love to hear more about what Joe Biden has done. And I hope you guys will start doing that, because if we keep on our side, we already know there's so many right-wing radio stations out there in the whole state of Wisconsin and throughout the country that we don't need to be piling on and going after the things that they're going to be going after. Let them do it. Let us talk about policy and what Joe Biden has actually done and what he's actually accomplished and what he's doing for the American people. That's what I would like to hear more about them, rather than his style or his way of doing it. I care about policy. And that's what the Democrats do, is they bring about policy for the regular working person out there. And the Republicans are all about the billionaire class. We need to be talking more like Bernie talked, because exactly what Bernie said was the truth, which is it's all about the billionaires, about four families owning more wealth than the bottom 80% of this country. Why don't we hear about any of that? All we hear about is Trump falling or Trump doing something or Trump doing this or that. I'm sick of it.
Well, these politicians get to set the narratives, Tom. I mean, we do the show, but we do the show predicated on what the news stories are of the given day. And our boy, what's his face, CJ, he'll be very happy to know the U.S. has carried out airstrikes against Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen. So anyways, we're reacting. Biden reacted, CJ. He's bombing stuff. You should feel very good about that. Is it indiscriminate? Who cares? We're bombing something. That's the reaction CJ was looking for, right? Very critical before the bombing was announced. Also, there right. is some news that the Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected the Republicans' motion that they reconsidered the gerrymandering case. They said, no, we're
no,
good.
No. 844-967-2789. Tom, appreciate your call. Appreciate your points. I get your point. But again, we also have to react to what the news of the day is. But I think you're right. This, given that we are now in the political season, perhaps it would be, you know, worthy to highlight some of the positives. And I think we've done so. We can talk about, you know, some of the policies that the Democrats have pushed through, even bipartisan efforts under Joe Biden. It's got a lot done. We're doing okay as an economy, as a country. Things can always be better, but as we know with the last president, things can always be worse. 844-967-2789. Mark,
anyone from the Biden campaign, be it surrogates or the big man himself, the big guy can come on the show anytime he wants. We'll give him 2 hours.
Yeah, Nate, you're going to have to get on that. Thanks, brother.
I'll do my best.
844-967-2789. Mark, thank you for waiting. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Thanks, guy. Cut and run, CJ. We just heard that Donald Trump actually said if Europe was attacked by Russia, he would not support the person that would be the countries who are attacked by Russia. That's words out of Trump's own mouth. So that's cut and run. Trump's the one who signed off on that agreement with the Taliban, cutting out the Afghan government, CJ.
Yes. Try
reading the damn agreement, for the love of God. I mean, and Trump cannot tell the truth. Trump is a repeated sexual assaulter. We know that because he was found guilty in the Eugene Carroll case. He was going to pay out money on that. And that's just the tip of the iceberg there. For God's sakes, Trump is incredibly accused of raping little girls. You know, and that's the guy you think should be president again, CJ? It just is. You're signing up with the Lord of Lies when you go for Trump. I mean, and that's Trump is just an acolyte of Satan when it comes to lying. So
thank you for the call, man. Trump, man, it does. It rolls out of his mouth like anything, because the guy will say anything about anything to gain everything. It's really that simple. I appreciate your call, Mark. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, Wisco.
Hey, happy you made it back from the land of the lost, Iowa there. Rudy, okay? I'd rather go to Dubuque any day because it's on the river. Hey, really quickly here, I watched what I could stomach of the debate between DeSantis and Haley. I think Haley won the day because she actually knows how to smile. But I didn't think there could be anybody worse than Walker, but DeSantis is Groody. I mean, he doesn't smile. The guy is just bad. So
he's one cabinet injury away from being the wanker incarnate.
That's too funny. Well, thanks for taking my call. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Wisco. Appreciate
Thank
you listening.
Paul. Thanks for listening, man.
Not everyone appreciates the hard work we do. Some disagree with my attitude today, but, you know, that's why we do it again tomorrow. On a Friday, you can air your grievances. Light them up. Thank you all for listening. Maggie Dawn is next, and Black Convergence in Madison. Everywhere else, it's Raised in the Wisco. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.